Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich, covering Radio Row from north to south. Presented by your New England Volkswagen dealers. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in this chat.
Nine 8 5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. Rich is out there in Miami, thanks to Acadia Healthcare. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. Download DraftKings now and use the code the Sports Hub during sign up to get a deposit bonus of up to $500. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires 25 times play through. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. They have sent me to a Bovada website that has Super Bowl specials. Now, okay, can you explain this to me? Now, if people want to get involved, these are special prop bets for the Super Bowl. Can you explain Fortnite winning team's total points versus total passing attempts in the game for Jimmy Garoppolo?
I assume it means, I don't know anything about Fortnite, but I assume it means that whoever wins in like the official Fortnite league match or whatever will have more, you know, if they say 26 points, there's more completions than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, so you're saying my son might be someone that can help with this thing.
I believe that would be correct, yeah.
All right. Winning team's average eliminations per round is another four. Okay, these are all Fortnite ones.
Yeah, keep going. These Fortnite things.
No, neither do I. All right, so...
Like, for instance,
will any TD celebration contain a Fortnite dance move?
Okay.
Is another one. Yes, plus 250, no, minus 400. Dance move must be in current game. Book manager's decision is final. Your thoughts?
you'll get screwed. Probably.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Now, the Puppy Bowl... Age of the MVP over 17.5 weeks, under 17.5 weeks. The favorite is over 17.5
right.
weeks.
I like the over in that one.
So are you going to bet on that?
No.
All right, you won't. The Puppy Bowl game spread, Team Fluff is minus 130. Team Rough is minus 110.
I like the mixed breed to win the MVP in that one, though.
Are you going to bet on any of the Puppy Bowl things?
Probably not. But
it's on before the
Super
Bowl. I mean,
listen, if I'm going to be drinking before the Super Bowl, who knows? I might pop that bad boy on and dabble. I mean, I bet on raindrops falling off a mirror before. Which one's going to hit the ground first? Like that Mountain Dew commercial, you know?
Now, this is Alex Ovechkin hits. Minus 120. total TDs by the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. Like, which one of these are you going to... Are you going to do any of these? Does any of these, get you going a little bit?
I don't know. Will Demi Lovato wear a dress or a skirt or a blouse?
No, she has, like, body dysmorphia, right? She finds herself to be heavy.
Right, so there are betting odds on that.
So that's an interesting one, because Demi Lovato might do something like, hey, look at me, I'm proud of my body. Or she might turn to the shame factor that she, I think unrealistically, feels that she is out of shape. So I'm putting thoughts in your head here, fellas. What do you think?
I think she will wear something of a dress or... You can bet on it.
Are you going to bet on it?
No, I mean, I think...
Are there any
it
of
really
these things
depends.
You sent me to this site. Are there
any things? This is the stuff people want to bet on that has nothing to do with the game.
No, I know.
So like, what we've heard for about a week now is, oh, I don't gamble. Well, you might want to bet at least on some of this stuff.
National anthem length, over 2 minutes, under 2 minutes. The favorite here is obviously over 2 minutes.
Who's doing it?
Do we know? Yeah, it's Demi Lovato. Isn't it?
Yes. Oh, she's okay. She's the next
So the most books have it at over under. Minute and 24 seconds.
Okay,
I'd go over on that.
Okay, now are you going to bet on that?
I have bet on that before, and I might. Yeah.
Okay.
I might bet the over on that.
All right. All right. So you guys, there might be officiating thing here. What do you call those?
Does the Super Bowl have a wrangle?
It really does have a wrangle.
Ooh, all right, the Super Bowl has a wrangle. The officials could be a problem. Here we go.
Bill Vinovich is the official.
That
it's his 15th season.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2012, favorites 3-7 straight up, and 2-8 against the spread in playoff games. Favorites 1-4 straight up since 2016.
All right, so is this something that's going to factor into your betting strategy?
I am fading that trend. Oh. I am fading the Wrangle this week.
Really?
Mm. I am, personally, yeah.
Okay.
So I like the Chiefs to win the game. The line, what, opened at 1.5 Chiefs. It's now down to 1 today at minus 115.
A million dollar bet
came in last night on the 49ers. There is money all over the 49ers right now.
Was it Mattress Mac?
But if there's one thing I've learned, when that boat's heavy, man, it sinks. So I like the Chiefs the whole entire time. And, you know, there's more things. I looked up the history of the Super Bowl. And so the line is so low right now that generally this favors the favorite to win the game. So favorites are 34-19 straight up in the Super Bowl. This is a 1-point spread. It's essentially a pick 'em. 34-19 straight up, while obviously the teams to cover against the spread, 26-25-2 are the favorites. So because the line is so low, I like the Chiefs to win this based off the record of Super Bowl winners winning straight up as a favorite.
So you're taking the money line.
And actually, speaking of that, you can bet -1 and -125 Chiefs. So I might do both because you can double down on the bet. It's called a double down. Like, you know what you're doing, blackjack?
Some books limit you on a certain... So some books will limit you on a spread. But in certain situations like these, it's because the spread is so low, you can take the spread and the money line. But, you know, some books will only allow you to, you know, do like $1,000 on the spread or $1,000 on the money line, et cetera, et cetera. But because it's so low and close together, you can do both.
In the 49ers, you can get +105, so an extra $5.
All right. So what's the over-under right now that they have it at? Has that moved at all?
54.5, and I believe, what did it open, Dan, at?
52. It opened at 52, but there's been almost only over money. There's been very little under money. They're hoping that they get some from some of the bookmakers that I've read, but I mean, that's it. It's been only over money, and that's it.
Now, Dan, do you agree with Joe over here with his Kansas City pick?
I mean, the thing is, like, I do understand where Joe's coming from in regards to the Mattress Mac thing. I agree when there's
is
too much on one side.
Is Mattress Mac, is he someone who takes Vaseline, puts it in a Ziploc bag, cuts a hole in the mattress and makes love to it?
I would not doubt that.
Because that's what I think of when I think of Mattress Mac. He macks on mattresses.
That's Mattress Jack.
Fair enough. Does he make a fifi?
Now we're using prison slang.
Well, listen,
I'm all in on that.
Who hasn't made a fifi? Especially if you have access to a microwave. All right,
so, now
what is the over under on cutting a hole in a melon? All right, so listen,
I want to know, like, okay, are you? So you said everyone's putting money on the over. Are you putting money on the over, Bankroll Boys?
I haven't looked at the total. I'm still looking at it, but just to give you an idea, the over has gone 26-25-1. There was no total in the first Super Bowl, so. It is, again, history shows that generally it can go either way here. The over has slightly gone over in all the Super Bowls.
What is the square bet on the over?
The square bet here is over, right?
Yeah, square bet is over in Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
that doesn't scare you.
I mean, I'm not touching either. I'm not touching the over. There's been about 72% of the money on the Chiefs and the over, unfortunately.
All right. Now, you, Dan, I'm sorry I interrupted you with my hysterical take on fancy masturbation techniques.
Okay.
But what is your feeling? Joe likes Kansas City. I agree with Joe. I think I think Kansas City wins by a good margin. But what do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, historically, we've always been, you know, told that, like, you know, elite defense beats elite offenses. And actually, if you look into the historical data, that's not even remotely true. Elite defenses are, I think, something like 5-20
in the Super Bowl. Okay, because that's interesting because everybody.
Right. Everybody's
saying that elite defenses beat elite offenses.
Correct, and that's actually incorrect, especially in the Super Bowl. I mean, everyone looks like the Patriots, Rams example from 2001. But, like, in general, elite defenses do not beat elite offenses very commonly. It's actually the other way around. Which is surprising because I guess in recent history, you look at the Seahawks, you look at the Broncos, teams that have elite defense, and they've done very well.
But the Seahawks were, if I'm not mistaken, that Seahawks offense wasn't a bad offense.
No, but they were known as an elite defensive team.
Right. The Legion of Boom, what have you. But that I don't think that was a terrible offense. What are your feelings on the San Francisco offense? If we're talking about over-unders and we're talking about the spread of this game.
What was the passing yards for Jimmy Garoppolo?
239. Does that sound right? Yeah, I think so. So, yeah. The thing is, I think Garoppolo's going to have to pass. And then the Kansas City Chiefs are probably going to sell out to stop the run and make Garoppolo throw on them, which is what they should do. And because Reed is a good coach, especially, you know, except when it comes to time management, that's likely what they will do is they'll sell out to stop the run and make them throw the ball a little bit. And I think that favors Kansas City because if you try and get into a track meet, Kansas City will absolutely blow them out. So I think that the Niners are going to have some trouble trying to play their game if Kansas City sells out to stop the run.
Okay, so give me something to bet on this weekend. Like, I want something. I want a bet for the Super Bowl that I will earn money.
And also, I am very enamored with Lifshatz's knowledge of the college basketball games.
Well, he's been killer. I mean, in college basketball, if you want to earn money, but I want to do something Super Bowl related.
No, you don't. you want to do some basketball?
Well, we can do both, Joe. Do you have something for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, just on a serious note, I'm going to give you a couple of prop bets. I think that are value.
Okay,
Tyrann Mathieu over 5.5 tackles. He has had 3 tackles or more in every single game, but the last couple of games he's had like 9, 8, 7 tackles. So over 5.5 tackles at -110. My other one here is, and this one's way off the grid, Darwin Thompson is a backup running back for the Chiefs. Over under 4.5 yards rushing in this game.
Ooh.
I'm going over on that one. He's a backup. He only had 1 rushing attempt against the Titans, but it was for 7 yards. So,
I like that one. Now we're talking.
And I like Kyle Juszczyk to have 1 carry. If he does, it's +$300, the fullback for the 49ers. So who knows, a goal line situation, but
he was considered one of the most underrated players, according to a guy at the Pro Bowl.
Yep. So
the over under is 1
if he,
carry?
If he has 1 carry in the game, you win $300 on a $100 bet.
And he's a good fullback, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Why is that?
They don't think he's going to carry the football.
Is it over half a carry or over one carry?
It's 1 carry.
Okay, so it's 1 carry they push.
So if he needs 2 carries
he
in the game.
He needs 2 carries. Okay,
1 carry to push, 2 carries to...
Yep.
Oh, man, he's a podium guy. He was at a podium.
Yep. And I'll just give you one more. Will a kicker miss an extra kick?
What?
Well, it's early. Will there be a missed field goal or extra point in this game? Sorry, will there be a missed extra point? Yes. Will both kickers miss an extra point? +600.
Now, are you going to just take a chance on that?
Yeah, I will, and I'll bet. I don't have the odds in front of me, but every year I do a bet with Hardy. Will there be overtime? Yes, and I always bet, will there be a safety? They're all positive plus money. So I don't like to bet a lot of stuff that's -110. That's why I'm taking the Tyrann Mathieu on that one. So
okay, I don't know what you got doing. I want 200 on the Kyle Juszczyk. And what is the other – what's the name of that dude who's like the backup running back?
Darwin Thompson.
Darwin Thompson.
Just needs 1 carry for 4 yards?
He needs 4.5 yards.
So 5 yards.
Okay, 5 yards. Okay, then I'll put another 200 on that.
All right, cool.
All right, and I have a college basketball extremely degenerate play because I know you guys love that.
Yes.
We hit Grand Canyon last week. They won.
And Murray State.
And Murray State, yep. We had both of them. So they won. This week, I'm going to fade Grand Canyon.
I'm taking UT Rio Grande Valley minus one against Grand Canyon at home. So UT Rio Grande Valley has a one-point favorite. I'll be taking them to win that game.
Okay, because the Grand Canyon University is the creepy Christian school that advertises on TV.
Correct. They're good at home and
the
not on the road.
Mighty Antelopes. You're going against Antelopes. The Mighty Antelopes.
That's correct.
It looks like robots walking around the campus in their commercials. It's very disturbing. But the UT, they're called what?
They're the Vaqueros.
The Vaqueros, yes.
Okay, all right. So what's the spread on that game?
It's a one-point spread, so you can get UT Rio Grande Valley as a one-point favorite.
Where's the game?
It's in Rio Grande.
All right, well, now that makes
changes
sense.
Everything.
That is a home court advantage if I've ever heard of one.
Yes.
All right, the Bankroll Boys, they are on
Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings.
Saturdays at
7. From 7 at 7 o'clock.
Sanderday.
That's right. And you can get the Over Under 98.5 podcast. Please do. They do commercial hits now. They're big stars. Dan Livschatz, Joe Murray, thank you so much for joining us. Joe Murray, despite his new job, is still able to fill in.
Oh, I'm here whenever you need me, guys.
All right.
Whenever you need me. So, John, if you can't make it in, just...
Okay, we'll give you a call.
You got my number.
Because I haven't taken any time off recently.
That's right. All right, you guys enjoy yourselves. Rich is out there at the Super Bowl. We will return in just a moment.
Thatcher and Rich.
.985, the Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich. It's the most sought-after concert of several years. You can watch Motley Crue and Vince Neil struggle through a set. 2 days at Fenway Park, which will be something else. I have to tell you that. It will be something crazy. Now, Bird drives for one of the rideshare companies, and he is... now, what happened, Dan, with him? He was very concerned about something.
So yesterday, I mean, of all the talk that's going around with the coronavirus, he was either doing a drop-off or a pickup at the airport for the rideshare company. And he, as he runs in to tell you the story, there was probably a helicopter circling overhead. But the story that was being reported was somebody had flown in showing symptoms of the coronavirus. And all that that's all you had to say, Fred. And it spread like wildfire across, you know, the area. News stations were busting into coverage to say that somebody at Logan is being treated or suspected of having the coronavirus. And then the headline said that person also refused medical attention. That was the thing that got everybody crazy. Right, Bird?
Yep.
Now, Bird, how did you find this information?
So there's an area in the airport where there's a parking lot. You go inside and get a snack and a drink. I was in there just minding my business. I look out and I see a helicopter. I'm like, oh, great. What's going on now? And then I went on my Twitter feed. And actually, no... what Dan just said, someone got off the plane, they have the virus. I'm like, nope, I'm out of here. So I'm gone. I bounced.
So you are, you're driving the rideshare a lot now.
I'll come, like, after work, I'll go home, nap, and then I'll just do that for a few hours. Nothing crazy. I'm not out there for, like, 6 to 8 hours. I do, like, maybe 3-4 hours and call it a day.
Have you ever had a girl hit on you?
No.
In the rideshare?
No.
Anyone go, you're Bird?
Out of the 1,300 rides I've done, maybe 3 people.
Well, it's good to know that the show's so popular.
Far-reaching.
Now, have you ever... how many people have thrown up?
Zero. I don't do late nights. I don't do the drunks late at nights. I just do, like, afternoon, like, early evenings.
Is there anyone who's asked you to go very, very far away?
The farthest I've traveled is Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and south, I've... far south as Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, you had to take someone to Providence?
Yeah.
Now, yes. Did you know that getting into the ride, that you had to do that?
No, it said... 45 minutes south on my thing. So I pick up the people at the airport. They go, oh, we're going to Providence. I'm like, really, dude? It was like a Saturday afternoon, so I really didn't care. But I was like just blown away by that. I'm like, why are you? I was asking, I'm like, why are you flying in from Boston? Isn't it cheaper just to get a flight from wherever you're coming from to Providence? Like, why are you coming to Boston than making me drive you to Providence?
Right. All right.
It made zero sense to me.
All right. So you've avoided the coronavirus.
Yes, I have. As of now, yes.
Okay. All right.
Who is the coach for Kansas City that is from Everett, Bird? Who's that guy? There's a guy.
No, he's not a coach. He's a director of operations for the Kansas City Chiefs. His name is Mike Bregonzi.
That's him. Apparently, he knows you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a senior when I was a sophomore in high school. I played football with him for 2 years.
There's nothing I regret more than not being able to find him. I Googled the guy's face, but I couldn't find the guy. But I guess that he ran into Bert, uh-huh. Bert Breer, and has a ton of Bird stories.
Yeah, Bird is a legend in Everett. I've told you that everyone knows Bird that's wow. ever lived in Everett. Everett.
He's the king of Everett.
He is Bird. The king of Everett. Yes, Dan.
So real quick, on the Bird tip, this morning, if somebody arrives or comes to the station before the building is open, they have to call in. So the person, there was somebody downstairs that must have called in, accidentally got us because they were trying to get to another radio station. So Bird, of course, jumps up and is like, I'll leave the studio. I'm out of here. And I'll go check it out. And he went downstairs. And, of course, the person that he was letting in was from Everett.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they knew you.
He knew them.
I'm like, hey, how are you? I'm like, are you from Everett? You look familiar. She's like, I used to work at Everett Community Television. I saw my name. And she's like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I'm Kim. I used to be the photographer for the Everett Advocate. I'm like, oh, all right, now I remember you.
Oh,
she's
wow,
like,
two losers. I'm running right into each other.
Thanks, bud.
It's the Everett. They have the secret handshake. They just hit each other in the
right.
face.
That's right. They, so one worked for a garbage newspaper, the other on community access television. But it's amazing. Everett is not a small town.
It's 2 by 2 miles. 2 by 2.
Okay.
It's a pretty small city.
Okay. But everyone knows you.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, are you in contact with this guy that is the coach?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I wish I was. But the other brother is the his brother Dave Bugonzi. He's the linebacker coach for the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, they were good in football. They were good at football.
Yes, they're both maniacs. Okay, maniacs. He married my family friend's daughter, so my aunt is pretty close with the linebacker coach. Yes.
Okay. Now, if in Everett, is there a point where it's like inbreeding at some point because people only mate with other people from Everett?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of genetic stuff going
Nobody
on.
Nobody marries or dates outside of Everett most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, that would be awful.
Is there like an Everett Hall of Fame that you could possibly, I mean, is there one anywhere by, you know, possibly near the Chuck E. Cheese?
Maybe.
All right. All right, Rich, what is the scene there in Miami right now?
All right, well, it's starting to slowly, more and more people are showing up. I'm deprived of the view of DA. There is a big black curtain between me and them. John, your favorite person in the world, was here, Amy Lawrence, yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
She was making the rounds.
No good.
She was.
Did she? How many cats did she have on?
Just clinging to her, like 15 different cats. Like, you know, you couldn't avoid them. So she was here. I'm trying to think who else, like, I've seen, like, radio-wise. Oh, Boomer is here as well.
No, he just got there.
Boomer?
Now, has he been there the whole week?
Boomer got here Tuesday. Okay. I think Boomer got here on Tuesday, so he's been here for a few days now.
All right. And what do you got there? Now, Jim Rome can't do the show because he's feverish?
I don't know. He can't do it. So his agent told me that he's not able to do it.
Okay, so he is there's a legal ramifications. Is it because of the seats aren't high enough?
No, that is not. I don't know if it's because the seats aren't high enough. I just think it's because he's too busy. When Rome is burning, you just can't. He's got too many people in the jungle on the vine, so he can't do it.
What is up, Tom Kite making it in? What is up with the glasses, former alcoholic? All right, that is right. What is up in the media room? I am on a big stage. Much like people with small penises drive Ferraris, I have a big stage because I am 4'11".
The suds.
Coming up, former Jets coach Al Groh repping the jungle.
Have a nice day.
Al Groh.
Of all the
chasing
people.
Al Groh.
Okay.
That's right. Former Detroit Piston Chuck Nevitt, Chuck E. Cheese, coming into the jungle.
Brittany Shears.
Repping tall people who lived past the age of 50. Not often gigantism can be a killer.
The hoodie just got carved.
What is up with Andre the Giant's cousin? You are not as large as him. All right.
Flopping is a cheap trick.
Cheap trick. What is up with Rick Nielsen's guitars? There's so many necks. He wears pins on his suit jacket. All right. So we will be back in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich, covering Radio Row from north to south. Presented by your New England Volkswagen dealers. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5, the Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Be listening at 7:50 this morning for your chance to score a pair of 3-day general mission wristbands to Boston Calling this Memorial Day weekend at Harvard Athletic Complex. I believe I will be at a baseball tournament out of town over Memorial Day weekend, which is
congratulations.
Very exciting. This year's Boston Calling will feature Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the return of Rage Against the Machine. For the full lineup and to purchase 3-day tickets, visit bostoncalling.com.
By the way, real quick, just want to plug around this time tomorrow, David Ortiz on the show. We will have Big Poppy, who, of course, is in that new commercial everyone's talking about with all the crazy accents. He's going to be on with us. Also, the McCourties. Both Devin and Jason McCourty, they'll be on with us as well tomorrow. And there's a couple other people we're getting offers. I knew this was going to happen. All of a sudden, it's starting to pile on. So we're getting a bunch of offers. Tomorrow, we should have an action-packed show.
All right. Well, James Corden, by the way, is...
not on the show tomorrow.
No, he's not. It would be fun if he was. But there was a lot of controversy because people, for some reason, cared that his car is towed during carpool karaoke, thereby getting rid of a crucial element when he has bands sing their songs in a car, which is so much different than when they sing songs on a record or on a stage. The whole point of it is it's in a car. And it delights him. He's like the Pillsbury Doughboy. He goes, you're singing a song. And so there was a lot of controversy because he's not driving the car. And he addressed this. And then he ate 8 pizzas. But here is James Corden addressing the controversy of the car, him not driving the car.
Thanks for being here tonight. Now, I have to talk to you about something.
Yes, this is the opening monologue. This is him. He has to get in front of this. This is him getting in front of the issue.
Thanks for being here tonight. Now, I have to talk to you about something. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard. I've recently been the victim of a scandal in the media, and there's been some very, very serious allegations made against me, and I want to get ahead of everything and address those rumors and assure you, my audience, that these accusations are not true.
Okay. That you have children that are made of your own creation? That you love your wife?
Okay. I am, of course, talking...
Why are you laughing? What are you laughing at? He's done nothing.
They're anticipating the devastating joke to follow.
The anticipation is rising. This whole setup.
Be prepared for something fantastically funny.
This setup is really going to pay off. He's going to start singing and being cats. Dummy. Oh, cats! Musicals, lovely.
Real quick, Fred, the video makes it look as though he's really kind of choked up about this. This might not be an act at the beginning.
I think it is an act, Dan. I think that he is a master of drama.
My bad, sorry.
I think that he is full of drama. I think that he enjoys gossip and drama. I think he enjoys a lot of things.
I am, of course, talking about the people saying that I don't drive the car during carpool karaoke. Right?
Why is that funny? What is anyone laughing at? Did they gas the audience with nitrates? What are they laughing at? Oh, and then I'm being told they cut about 10 seconds of laughter out. What is funny about what he's doing? Is he juggling his breasts as he talks? Is something else going on? Ugh.
Now, I really hate that I'm about to say this, right? But fake news, okay? Now, to get you caught up to speed, a few days ago, somebody tweeted this video.
Yo, it's the Biebs. They're doing carpool karaoke.
That is so funny.
Hey, Bieber.
Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
And James Corden.
I know this looks bad.
I had Justin Bieber in the car. Who's the singer? And he sang. And all you lose is Lemmings bought it. They should take away your driver's license if you watch this show. Because you're obviously not fit to be a human being and to fit into society with this garbage.
But I just want to say right now that I always drive the car unless we're doing something where we think it might not be safe. Like a dance routine or a costume change, you know, or if I'm drunk.
Oh, well, he is married as the day is long. How many times has a guy come back from the steel mill and go like, you know what, today we did this dance routine and costume change. like, honey, how was your day? There was a lot of costume changes and dance routines. Honey, this guy is unbelievable. Unless it's something dangerous, like, I don't know, something of the ribald fashion.
Why does he just say, I don't drive? It's television. Who cares? Like, who cares if he's actually that's like the whole thing.
I risk life and limb.
like, who cares if he's driving? Well, it doesn't matter.
It does, because that's the whole point. They're driving and they sing. And then there's costume changes and dancing. It's very dangerous. Steve McQueen was very famous for doing so. That's how he died, you know. He was in his car and he was doing a costume change.
Like a dance routine or a costume change, you know, or if I'm drunk, right? But in the case of Justin Bieber, it was a safety issue where we thought it was best to tow the car, right? And frankly, I just kept getting lost in his eyes, okay?
Now, I don't doubt that. That was the first piece of reality that came out of that whole conversation. So congratulations, and ladies and gentlemen, you've made James Corden a star. And I find it very believable in this day and age that this is what's happening in the universe.
So there was a website yesterday that compiled all of the already released Super Bowl commercials, and I was scrolling through it. I watched a couple of them, but I saw that there is one that is going to be starring John Cena. I'm like, okay, and Jimmy Fallon. So get ready, Fred. Your favorite commercial is ready. Oh, you watched it?
I didn't watch it because there's Jimmy Fallon in it, but I saw it. It was okay.
All right, so
does he break up? Does he start laughing during it because he can't control himself?
I don't know. As I said, I did not watch it. There were a couple that were legitimately good. There's one where it's got Sam Elliott, and he walks in, and it's set up like it's a Western, a real Western. And he walks in, and he starts, like, saying this, like, dialogue, and then you realize halfway through it he's doing the lyrics to Old Town Road, and for some reason it just works because it's Sam Elliott saying it. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I wonder if Jimmy Fallon breaks up. If you before I sleep, YouTube suggests that I watch James Corden and Saturday Night Live. No, but then Saturday Night Live, I have not found a Jimmy Fallon skit where he doesn't break. Like, I haven't found one. He breaks in everything. And it would drive me insane. Because there is something charming about when something is so ridiculous or funny on live television where someone breaks a little bit.
It's the Sandler old man by the river when Spade and Christina Applegate can't stop laughing.
And they're covering their faces. And you realize you're watching like a genius bit of comedy written by Bob Odenkirk.
Of course.
But you realize that you are watching like a genius bit. Mm-hmm. But he cracks. There is a scene. You know the dumb skits where he's the works at the fancy clothes store, and in there, you know, and then Farrell comes out and like he's the joke.
Oh yeah, where he's in the little car, right. The little rascal. Yes.
He does one with the guy from Will and Grace where he breaks before Farrell comes out. Like there's nothing comedic going on, and he just breaks. That how the hell did they keep him on that show? I mean, stop laughing. And by the way, you've been in a writer's room where they've gone over this. You've been in rehearsal where they've gone over this. Hell, an hour and a half before you went live, you've done this skit. They do the show an hour and a half before they go on the air, and so they can cut it for time. And including great skits like the Great Prospector.
But that's the greatest.
Except the end, they kind of whiff at the end. But the and so you've done this. You're aware of this material. You've been aware of this material for at least 3 days, and you can't keep it together, you piece of crap. And people think that's charming. Stop breaking. It's not funny, and it ruins everything. I defy you to find a clip of him not breaking when he's not doing not Weekend Update. I'm sure he does it all the time there. But if you can find a skit he's in where he doesn't break, it would amaze me. He breaks in the cowbell skit. He breaks in the skit with Demi Downer at Disney World. He breaks in all the folding clothes skits. He just breaks in all of them. If I told you a joke, Rich, 17 times, and you thought it was funny the first two, you ain't laughing the next time.
Probably not.
No.
Unless it's Mr. Wizard. Unless it's Mr. Wizard.
Or Saved by the Bell review.
Or Saved by the Bell review. Then I'm all in.
I hate him.
I like how Larry Flint doesn't even say any words anymore. Nah. It's just that sound.
Well, I was telling John, did I tell you guys this? No, I didn't. I told M12 this. Is that there is a website that Doug Stanhope retweeted, and it was like this tragic story of a porn star. So I clicked on it, and it's called xbiz.com, and it's like a marketing site that's dead serious for porn. Like, it's how to, like, maximize your profits and, like, how to, and, like, you know, S&M, do's and don'ts. Like, it's like a total business site. And then on the cover, a very regal Larry Flint.
What do you think he was saying when that picture's being taken, Fred?
I should be married to Ophelia. She was the love of my life. Hey, I outlived Guccione.
It is Super Bowl week. Can we hear from Larry Flint's Gerald by any chance?
First of all, I outlived Guccione, Hefner, and Al Goldstein from Screw Magazine.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Is Larry Flint's Gerald around by any chance? Hey, the football playing Larry Flint?
Both my feet were in bounds when I caught the ball.
You got it there.
You're a whore of the month.
It's the ref.
Ref. Bruce Arians. You're a fraud.
No one finds Larry Fitzgerald funny but me.
I'll give anyone who has a naked picture of Kyle Rudolph $1 million. There's a problem. I was open on that screenplay.
Yes, you
are. You're not giving me the ball.
Why are you mad? Don't be mad at me.
You're like my idiot brother who brought down Busty Magazine. I hand him the keys. and he drove it over the cliff.
Thank you, Larry Fitzgerald. We appreciate that. Maybe you'll be making an appearance on Radio Row.
Biker babes. Okay.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
that. We have to spread over 50. I created the MILF phenomenon.
Okay, all right. You've gone right back to Larry Flint.
Well, no, I'm still Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald, okay.
Yeah. I run a jet sweep, or I'm telling.
What, telling?
I got dirt on you.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank you. Are you going to be retiring? I know you're playing another season.
That's right. He's back.
Fitzgerald. You're back, right?
I can't retire when I die.
Okay, all right. All right.
Well, I outlived them all.
Yeah, you did. You did, Larry. That's true. I appreciate that.
Don Maynard is dead.
See, now only I would think that's funny.
Yeah, Don Maynard is dead. Kenny Stabler is dead. I outlived them all.
Thank you.
They shot me in Georgia.
Yeah, I know they did. They did. It was. They made a movie about it. That's right. You were played by Woody Harrelson.
Woody. His name is Woody. That's not a word for boner. That's how we review porn. And I'm not lying. It's different states of erection.
Okay, right.
And that's true. I'm not actually making that up. If it's limp, it ain't good. And there's an illustration of it in case you can't read.
Okay. Thank you, Larry Flint. You must be so out of breath. You might not want to stop talking at this point, I would think. I
broke my finger on your last pass.
All right, we'll be back with more Larry Flint. And, by the way, I have to do this right now. Call number 10 right now, the Pride Motor Group. Contest line 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of three-day general mission wristbands to Boston Calling this Memorial Day weekend when I will be at baseball heaven at Harvard Athletic Complex. This year's Boston Calling will feature Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the return of Rage Against the Machine. For full lineup and purchase three-day tickets, visit bostoncalling.com.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.